Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. Buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something crucial. Managing our emotions and becoming emotionally intelligent ninjas. Ever feel like your feelings are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no conductor and a questionable safety record? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be at the mercy of every fleeting feeling that pops up. We can learn to ride those waves, understand them, and even harness their power. Emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower reserved for superheroes or therapists, though it does make both jobs a whole lot easier. It's about understanding ourselves better, connecting with others authentically, and navigating the world with grace, even when things get messy. So, grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you level up your emotional intelligence game. First off, self-awareness is key. It's like having an inner GPS that helps you understand your own emotions, triggers, and reactions. Take some time to really check in with yourself throughout the day. Notice what makes you feel happy, sad, angry, or anxious. Pay attention to your body language, your thoughts, and even your breathing patterns. The more you tune into these subtle cues, the better you'll understand your emotional landscape. Next, we gotta talk about empathy. It's not just about saying, "I understand," it's about truly trying to see things from another person's perspective. Imagine stepping into their shoes and experiencing the world through their eyes. Think about their experiences, their beliefs, and the challenges they might be facing. Active listening is crucial here. Give people your full attention, ask clarifying questions, and validate their feelings. You don't have to agree with them, but understanding their point of view builds stronger connections. Now, let's talk about emotional regulation. This one's all about mastering the art of managing our reactions. We can't always control what happens around us, but we can choose how we respond. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a step back, breathe deeply, and try to reframe the situation. Find healthy coping mechanisms like exercise, meditation, or journaling to release those pent-up emotions constructively. Remember, it's okay to feel your feelings, but don't let them control you. Another crucial aspect is communication. Expressing yourself clearly and honestly, while also being mindful of others' feelings, is essential for healthy relationships. Practice active listening, use I statements instead of blaming others, and strive for open and honest conversations. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Be willing to listen as much as you speak. Finally, let's not forget about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your imperfections, and celebrate your successes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, we all make mistakes, and it's through those experiences that we learn and grow. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, deadline looming, and everything seems to be going wrong. Your emails are overflowing, your boss is breathing down your neck, and your coffee machine has decided to stage a rebellion. Talk about emotional turmoil. Now, here's where emotional intelligence kicks in. You could easily spiral into a panic attack, lash out at your colleagues, or blame the universe for your misfortune. But instead, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is just a temporary setback, and focus on breaking down the tasks one by one. You communicate openly with your boss about the challenges you're facing, brainstorm solutions together, and even share a chuckle with your coworkers to lighten the mood. By staying calm, focused, and empathetic, you navigate the chaos with grace, learn from the experience, and emerge stronger than ever. That, my friends, is the power of emotional intelligence in action. So, remember these key takeaways. Check in with yourself, practice empathy, manage your reactions, communicate effectively, and be kind to yourself. These are the tools you need to unlock your emotional intelligence potential and live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you manage your emotions? Share your tips and stories on our social media channels. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of mind-boosting wisdom. Until next time, keep healing those attention spans and rocking the emotional intelligence game.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.